Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Tonight. Yes, this is Saturday night, October the 7th, 2017, and you are now in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am Executive Director and Host, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, every Thursday night and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. On tonight, I'm asking all listeners, as I always do, please get your Bibles and your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the woman of God on tonight as she delivers God's word. And we have none other than Prophetess Teresa Phillips Dox. She is the pastor of Kingdom Builders International Ministries of Detroit, Michigan. She will be coming forth at 8:30 on tonight to bring the word. So again, I'm asking all the listeners, if you will please get your Bibles and pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the woman of God. Prophetess Teresa Phillips Dox will be bringing the word at 8:30 on tonight. So please pass the word and let your neighbors and friends and co-workers know that Prophetess Teresa Phillips Dox will be coming forth at 8:30 to deliver God's word on tonight. But as we always do, we always open up with prayer. So I'm asking all the listeners, if you will please go into prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give your name praise, glory, and honor for who and all that you are. We come to say thank you for this another day that you have made. Heavenly Father, we thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. Heavenly Father, we just bless your name on tonight because you're worthy to be praised. Heavenly Father, we come in the name of Jesus Christ seeking and asking for your forgiveness of all of our sins and our transgressions. I begin with myself. Forgive me of all of my sins and transgressions, and then I also include my entire family, from both sides of my entire family, from the oldest to the youngest. Forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions, and also to my guest on tonight, Prophetess Teresa Phillips Dox and her family. Forgive them of their sins and transgressions, and also the listeners, and all those that are being doers of your word without hidden motives or agendas on tonight all around the world. Heavenly Father, forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions so that our prayers and that your word and everything you do that you do through us will not be hindered, that you will be glorified through it all, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we come right now in the name of Jesus, lifting up the sick and afflicted all over the land. We know that you know where they are, and we know that you are still our healer. We know that we're still standing on your word that lets us know that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, your risen Son, we know that by his blood and through the stripes of Jesus Christ, we are already healed in his name. So we're lifting up Brother Derek, the brother of Prophetess Teresa Phillips Dox, and also Mother Phillips of Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, and Minister Bernard Phillips, his brother. We lift them, Brother Derek, up to you right now, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We're touching and agreeing with that family that you are moving by your spirit, even right now, through the blood of Jesus Christ, through his body, Lord, that he's being healed, even as we pray on his behalf, that you're being glorified, that he would have a testimony after coming out of this, that the world would know that you are his healer. So we just give you your name praise, glory, and honor in advance on behalf of Brother Derek, that you will be glorified through it all. And not only for Brother Derek, but all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. We pray, Lord, that you would touch, heal, and deliver as only you can in the name of Jesus Christ. And Heavenly Father, we also lift up all those that are suffering from their bereavement and the loss of loved ones, all those that have been devastated and affected by the shooting, all the different hurricanes and wildfires and tornadoes and everything else that's going on in the world, Father. We know that this time will glow. And we know that you still have all power in your hands, and you are always in control. But we ask that you would the hearts and the minds of all those suffering the loss of loved ones. We know that you are still a comforter that heaven cannot heal. So we know that you are our comforter, our strength, our joy, our peace, even in the midst of sorrow. So we just give them praise and glory in advance that you're going to do for those that are suffering from the loss of loved ones, even now, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Heavenly Father, it's our prayer on tonight that everyone listening who has saved in the name of Jesus Christ, it's our prayer that you would touch the hearts and minds of the not saved in his name that are still tonight. That after hearing the word on tonight, or after hearing this prayer, or something that's been done over this worldwide platform on tonight, that someone will be able to surrender and yield and open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to come into their hearts. Whereby they can be saved and will be saved even on tonight. And after being saved, they will come to know that God's purpose in the earth, our perfect name. So we just give your name praise. We give you glory and honor, Heavenly Father, again, for who and all that you are. So we ask that you would just move by your spirit on tonight. Help us to decrease so that you may increase in each one of us, for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. And Heavenly Father, before we close this prayer, it's our prayer and our desire that you will move by your spirit and through your spirit on tomorrow, all over the world, Heavenly Father, for those I pray that you would anoint and touch each vessel that's going to stand on and declare your word on tomorrow, that you will be glorified, that many souls will be saved, backsliders will come back to the fold, and the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified on tomorrow as you move by your spirit through every door that's going to be opened in Jesus' name on tomorrow. It's our prayer. In Jesus' name. And all the people of God that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said amen. Well, it is our prayer again that you are being blessed by this worldwide platform. And it's my privilege and it's a pleasure and it's an honor. And I do not take it lightly or for granted that the Lord has opened this worldwide platform for me. And not only for me, but everyone that comes forth as guests, that brings forth the word of God. We do not take it lightly. We know that God, and we are so grateful to God that he is using us as his servants, as his vessels, as his ambassadors. And even for you, the listeners, who are being doers of God's word, we are thankful to you that you are still standing on the wall, and it's our prayer and continue to stand on the wall and fulfill your God purpose, that he will be glorified through you even on tonight. It's our prayer. Well, on tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought. That spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, how much more do you need before you believe the report of the Lord? Once again, our spiritual thought for tonight comes to us saying, how much more do you need to see before you believe the report of the Lord? I'm asking all of you, please go to blogradio.com/servants/ambassador vessels, and once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from my listeners. You can email me at @james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Well, once again, we have Prophetess Teresa Phillips Dux will be coming forth at 8:30 to bring the word on tonight. I do understand that she is at the hospital with her brother Derek right at this moment, but she has declared that she still will come forth and deliver God's word on tonight. So we're going to be praying her strength as she prepares to deliver God's word on tonight. And at the same time, we're going to be lifting her and her family up in prayer on behalf of her brother, Derek, and also for the mother Phillips, who is one of the mothers at my church where I am a member at Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, where Bishop James A. Jennings is our pastor and shepherd. So we want to keep all those that are sick and afflicted in our prayers, whether we know them by name or not. We must always remember that God sits high, he looks low, and he's everywhere at the same time. He already knows where we are and what we're going through. So we just want to touch and agree that he is right now moving by his spirit, and he's touching and he's healing those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies, even as we speak right now, that he will be glorified through it all, in Jesus' name. Well, before I go into our music break on tonight, I am going to be opening up the phone lines. Matter of fact, the lines are open now. I am going to be taking all prayer requests right now. The lines are open. So if you would like to share a testimony, if you would like to share a praise report, or you have a prayer request, you need to dial area code 657-383-1364. Once again, you can start dialing that number now. Again, area code 657-383-1364. Again, if you have a testimony that you would like to share with the worldwide listeners on tonight, if you have a praise report where you want to give God glory, or if you have a prayer request, you can start dialing that number now. It has been a while since I have opened up the lines for praise reports and testimonies and prayer requests, but I still want to stick to my promise to you, the listeners. So that's what we're doing right now at this time, letting you know the lines are open for anyone that would like to call in with to share a testimony, because God said he will share his glory with no one, and he gets glory through our testimonies. So do not let the enemy hinder you or stop you from calling in on tonight and sharing your testimony or praise report, because again, God gets his glory through our testimonies and praise reports, and others will be blessed through our prayers and our testimonies. That will let them know if they are weak in their faith, if they are doubting God, if they have fear, they can know without a doubt that if God did it for you, he did it for me. If he healed you or your loved one, or if he did anything for you, worked a miracle in your life, or someone that you love or hold dear to me, near to you, and he stepped in and made a way of escape for you or your family member or a close friend, call in and share that testimony so that God will be glorified through you and through your testimony. So we want to, in other words, we are truly blessed. We want to the world to know that we are blessed, and we are blessed for a reason. And God blesses his children so that we can turn around and be a blessing to others. And he don't just bless us for us. He blesses us so that we can turn around and play it forward and be a blessing to others so that God himself will be glorified through us. That is why he blesses us, and that's why he anoints us and gives us these different gifts and gifts and talents, so that we can use them for his glory, not for self gain, not to be a known world around the world because of your gifts or your talent or because of who you are, but because of what God is doing through you, that people will be able to see Jesus Christ in you as you use your God gifts and anointed talents. So that's what it's all about. So once again, the lines are open right now. If you want to call in, you can start dialing in now. Area code 657-383-1364. And before I go into the music break, I have a scripture that I want to read to you all, for those of you that have your Bibles. If you have your Bibles and pens available, if you would turn to the book of Isaiah, we're going to start in chapter 42. I'm going to read starting at the sixth verse down to verse number 10. We're going to skip over to Isaiah chapter 43. But starting off at Isaiah 40, chapter 42, starting at verse number 6, it says to us in the King James Version of the Bible, it says, I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and to them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I, am the Lord. That is my name, and my glory I will not give to another. Again, verse number 8 says, I am the Lord. That is my name, and my glory I will not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Verse number 10 says, sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise from the ends of the earth. Ye that go down to the sea, and all that is. So that is chapter number 42 of the book of Isaiah. I am going to go into my other room, and I'm going to do a music break, and I'm going to do another hymn of the gospel, and this hymn is titled Draw Me Nearer. So I do pray that you will be blessed by this musical selection at this time. The Lord on tonight. I do pray and hope that you enjoyed that musical selection. Draw me nearer. And that's what we need to do on tonight. We need to be praying and ask the Lord to draw us nearer and closer to Him. Because as we see and as we live from day to day, we see that things don't look like they're getting any better. And the Word already told us that these things was going to happen. The things that we are seeing that's going on in the world today, we should not be alarmed or afraid. Because the Word of God told us that these things was going to happen, and we know that God cannot lie. He cannot fail or change. What He said is going to happen is going to happen, and we see it unfolding right before our very eyes, even today. So we need to ask the Lord continuously to draw us nearer and closer to Him. So as we continue with this in the book of Isaiah, if you still have your Bibles open, again, we are now turning to the 43rd chapter of the book of Isaiah. And we're starting at the first verse, and we're going to go down to the, matter of fact, to the fifth verse. We're going to read down to the fifth verse. So I do pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper as you following along with the Word of God. In the book of Isaiah, again, the King James Version of the Bible, chapter number 43, verses number 1, says to us, "But now thus said the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine." Verse number 2 says, "When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee." Verse number 3 says, "For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Sheba for thee. Since thou once precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore, I will give men for thee and people for thy life." And finally, verse number 5 says, "Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west." So that is my word for you on tonight. But right now, I do want you all to know that the phone lines are still open right now for anyone that care to call in and share your testimonies, share a praise report, or if you have a prayer request, you can start calling this number now, area code 657-383-1364. Again, Prophetess Teresa Phillips Docks will be coming forth very shortly to bring the Word of God to us on tonight. So I do pray and hope that you do have your Bibles and pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the woman of God as she delivers God's word on tonight. Again, she is the pastor of Kingdom Builders International Ministries, which is located here in Detroit, Michigan. And I am so honored and pleased to announce that it is through her, through Prophetess Teresa Phillips Docks and her husband, Elder QT Docks, and Kingdom Builders International Ministries, that I am where I am today with this worldwide platform with my internet blog talk radio show titled, which you are now in tune to, "Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God?" Internet radio show. Again, I thank God for her. It is through her that I am where I am now, through her and that ministry, Kingdom Builders International Ministries. They opened the door for me. And so now, and that's what it's all about. They was blessed, so they turned around and it was a blessing to me. And that's exactly what I'm trying to do now. I am trying to be a blessing to others as the Lord blesses me through this worldwide platform. I'm trying to be a blessing to others, to give others exposure, because I know that it's not about me, it's not about the guests, but it's about the Word of God. It's about souls being saved through the Word. And so that's what we are. We are vessels, we are ambassadors, we are servants of the Most High God. And that's what he wants us to do, to let our light so shine before men that they will see our good works and they will glorify God the Father. So it's not about us. So that's why we must always pray and ask God to help us to decrease so that he may increase in us, so that he alone will be glorified through us. That is what it's all about. So if you have hidden motives or agendas, or if you think you're fooling God and you have different reasons for going to church or using your gifts or talents that he blessed you with and you're using them for the wrong reasons, do not think that God is not aware of it. He searches the hearts. He is not like man. He knows who has hidden motives or agendas, and he knows who really love him, and he knows who really love being a doer of his word and working for the kingdom of God here on earth. So I am so grateful to God for every gift and every talent that he has anointed and blessed me with. I can only speak for me, and I know that I am not the only one. I know that there's a lot of you listeners whom the Lord has anointed and blessed with a different gift. Some may have one gift, some may have five, some may have more. But whatever gift God has blessed you with, whatever talent he has blessed you with, he anointed you with those gifts and talents even before the foundation of the earth and before the foundation of the world. He already knew that you and I would be here, and he already had a design purpose for each one of us. So that's what it's all about, knowing what your purpose is and then fulfilling your God purpose in the earth so that God would be glorified through you. That is what God is wanting to do. He wants to be pleased through you. He wants to know that we're being drawn closer to him. That's why I played the song, "Draw Me Nearer," because we cannot do anything of our own self, of our own flesh. It is through the aid of the Holy Spirit, through prayer, through God's word, that we can be drawn closer to God and to Jesus Christ. So aren't you glad on tonight that Jesus Christ died for us? He paid our sin debt with his own blood, which he did not owe, but he knew that we could not pay it because of our sin. And not only sin, but sins, and not just one time, but continuously sinning. And that not only applies to you, the listener, but applies to me as well. I'm not exempt. So I know that I fall short. We all fall short of the glory of God. That's what his word says. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And so that's why we must always seek God in prayer with a sincere heart and ask him to forgive us of our sins and transform us by the renewing of our minds, because that's where the battle is. And the battle always starts in the mind. And that goes for your mind. That goes for my mind, your pastor's mind, your bishop's mind, your prophetess or prophet's mind, whoever. As long as you're in the flesh, and especially if you are in the body of Christ and trying to be a doer of God's word, the battle always starts in the mind. And so we do know that the enemy has power, but thank God he has limited power. The God we serve, the Most High God, he is all-powerful. He is all-knowing. Again, he is not like man. He sits high. He looks low. He don't slumber. He don't sleep. He cannot fail, lie, or change. So aren't you glad that we serve a God like that on tonight? I am so glad that God is who he is, and I do believe the report of the Lord on tonight. So that goes back to the spiritual food for thought, and I'm going to read it to you once again. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, how much more do you need to see before you believe the report of the Lord? Again, it goes back to what we're seeing and witnessing in the world today. We are not alarmed, those who are truly saved in Jesus' name, because we are aware that the word of God has already told us, the disciples that followed Jesus Christ, they already told us as well, that these things that we are witnessing and seeing that's going on in the world today, the word of God already told us that these things was going to happen. So don't be alarmed. Don't be afraid. And sometimes the Lord allows certain things to happen in our lives to draw us back to him, to get our attention, because it's sad to say, but we have gotten so far away from God that he has to do things to get our attention, to draw us back to him, because he loves us so much. And because when we get so far out of line, he will sometimes allow things to happen. He do not create evil. He do not cause sin. But he will sometimes allow things to happen to get us back on the right track. And so I just thank God for who he is. He knows exactly what he's doing. Again, he's not like man. He cannot fail. He cannot lie. He cannot change. I just love him on tonight. And I know that I am not the only one. I have listeners on tonight that love God just like I do. So right now, again, the lines are open for anyone that would like to call in and share a testimony or give a praise report, or if you have a prayer request. Again, the number is 657 area code 383-1364. We have about another minute before we bring Prophetess Teresa Phillips Dox on to bring the word. Again, she's going to be bringing the word on tonight. And I do pray and hope that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the woman of God as she brings God's word on tonight. And while we're waiting on her to come on the line, we're going to be continuing to lift up her brother, Derek. We don't know the situation, but we know that God does, and God is in control. And we know that God is the doctor. Jesus is the doctor. He's the chief physician. He's never lost a patient. He knows exactly what to do. So he knows what each and every one of our physical ailments and issues are. And so we ask him that the Lord would touch the doctors, that he would get to the root of whatever Derek's problem or issue is, that God would touch him, that he would be healed, that Derek would have a testimony. He would stand in holy boldness and declaring the good news that Jesus is his healer. So that's our prayer for him on tonight, and all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land on tonight. We are continually lifting you up in prayer, and also for those that are afflicted by devastation through the Las Vegas shooting, through the different hurricanes and tornadoes and wildfires. We continue to lift each other up in prayer, because the word of God tells us we are to encourage one another in the word of God. So that's what we're doing on tonight. Well, it's about that time. I am going to stop right now, and I'm going to ask Prophetess Teresa Phillips Dox, are you on the line? I think she's dialing in now. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord on tonight. We have the Prophetess Teresa Phillips Dox be bringing the word on tonight. I am so excited. something just happened. Her call just dropped, but I'm sure she's going to dial right back in. So please bear with us. And we already know that the enemy, whenever the Lord's word is about to go forth, we already know that the enemy always come and he always try to show up and try to disrupt what is what God's plan for his people is. So we know that God is in total control and that the devil is a liar. And we thank God that she has called back in. And we are going to right now yield the mic to Prophetess Teresa Phillips Dox. Again, she is the reason through her and Kingdom Builders International Ministries and her husband, Elder QT Dox. I thank God for them, and they are the reasons why I am now today through this worldwide platform, through my radio show, is all because of her and through Kingdom Builders International Ministries. So I thank God for her and thank God for this worldwide platform that I'm able to share it with others. So right now I am so excited to bring to you Prophetess Teresa Phillips Dox. Prophetess Dox, welcome aboard, and thank you for coming forth tonight to share a word from the Lord with the people of God on tonight. If you don't mind, if you will please first share a quick testimony, if you don't mind.
Oh, yes. Amen. Praise God. I give God all the honor and glory. Because God is always with us. Praise God. I just want to thank you because he has been so good. And he has been merciful. You know, I thank him because he's compassionate. And he looks over his children. I'll give a short testimony on one particular time. I remember when I was about 8 years old, and it was an opportunity for me to really get to know him and the power of his might and the power of his resurrection. I was having pain in my side, and I said to my mother that I was having this pain, and she kept saying, well, let me pray over it. And I was thinking, Mom, I need some medication. You know, because you look around and that's what you see, people taking medication to heal the pain and to get comfort. And that's what I saw around me. And I said to her, okay, you know, you go ahead and pray. But in my spirit, I was thinking, I need some medication. But I was 8 years old. And my mom began to pray. She began to pray. And she began to lay her hands on me. And she asked God that if he would let his healing, virtue, corrective power be imparted and heal her daughter. And it was a process. So she took me to the hospital, and they took x-rays, and they said, okay, well, it's a pinch. Her appendix has to come out. I was 8 years old. And so my mom began, even though she prayed, she began to prepare me for the surgery. God is good. I'm telling you, God is good. If you just trust him and don't believe what the doctor is saying, but rather believe what the Lord has already mandated for our lives. My mom was still decreeing that God was going to do it. But on that morning, prepared for the surgery, the doctor said, well, let me just look one more time. Let me just take a second x-ray. And I was 8 years old, so they began to take the x-ray again, and the doctor came back. And you already know the story. God's divine power had overtaken, and the healing had taken its place, and the doctor began to say, her appendix is okay. Haven't had that pain since. So what God can't do, it can't be done. And I began to know God as a healer from that day to this one. So I want to give him the glory for what he's doing. And that is my testimony.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That goes right back to what she just said as far as her testimony. That kind of ties in with my spiritual food for thought for tonight. And I'm going to say it once again for those of you that missed it. My spiritual food for thought for tonight came to us saying, how much more do you need to see before you believe the report of the Lord? Well, she just gave her testimony. And that's why God, and that's why I thank God for this worldwide platform, and I always ask all my first-time guests to please share your testimony, because God gets his glory through our testimonies, and he said he would share his glory with no one. And we need to stand up in holy boldness and let people know what God has done for us. And that's what lets people know that are doubtful or have fear or do not trust God, to let them know and see that God did it for you, and he have no respect of a person. He changes not. What he did for you and me through our testimonies, he's able to do it for you too. For those of you that do not believe the report of the Lord on tonight, God is willing and able to do it for you too. So you got to trust God. So we thank God for you, our prophetess Teresa, for sharing that powerful testimony on tonight. So right now I am yielding the mic to you at this moment for you to deliver God's word to God's people on tonight.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for your awesomeness. We thank you for your power. We thank you, God, that you neither sleep nor slumber. And Father, we thank you that as we seek you, Lord God, that we shall find you, Father. Father, we know, Lord God, you said you neither sleep nor slumber. So, Father, if you would arise in our spirit, allow us to know you in a deeper way. Father, give us that revelatory knowledge, God, that we'll begin to understand your ways, that we'll begin to know what you're saying, and we'll begin to be led by the Holy Spirit in all of our ways. Father, as we acknowledge you, we thank you that you shall direct our path in the name of Jesus. Father, hide me behind the cross and allow your word to come forth. Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Glory to God. You know, even though we go through things, it's almost like God allow us to go through to get to the blessing. God established us by allowing us to become more like him. So I want to play this song because I understand that there are some giants in our life. And it's not just other people. It's not just other things. You know, we have a habit of saying this and that, or that person, he say, she say. But what do you say? You know, there are some things that God wants to move out of your life, and there are some things that God wants to bring into your life. But in order for those things to happen, there are some changes that has to manifest. There's some giants that has to come down. So I want to play this song, and I pray that you're blessed by it.
Coming down.
Amen. Giants, those giants that's in your life. The giants that we tend to ignore. The situations that we don't want to deal with, the things that God will allow you to see, the big giant elephant in the room, and we pretend it's not there. But I want to take you to the Word of God, and I want you to turn to Psalms 68. Thank you, Jesus. And I pray that you have your Bibles, all the listeners. I want to bring you greetings from Kingdom Builders and Elder Docs and myself and the entire family of God. As you turn your Bibles to Psalms 68, 1, I'm going to read 1 through 3. Thank you, Father. And the Bible says, may God arise, may his enemy be scattered. May his foes flee before him. May you blow them away like smoke. May you, okay, the first part is talking about what God is going to do. And then the second verse is talking about, may you blow them away like smoke, as wax melt before the fire. May the wicked perish before God, and may the righteous be glad and rejoice before God. May they be happy and joyful. There's some things that God is trying to do. We're talking about David when he was writing these Psalms. He was sending a message. He was trying to let God's people understand that God have already put a mandate, a charge upon us and a charge upon the enemy. But yet we still allow the enemy to lead and guide. And we make choices that God cannot arise. And when God cannot arise in us, then that means the enemy is arising in us. Amen, amen. You know, sometimes we just go through the motion. Sometimes we go to church just to say, I went to church today. But God is trying to arise in our life. God is trying to take charge in our life. God is trying to rule and super rule in our life. And it gives me a lot of concern when I think about how the enemy began to join in singing the praises of God. Let God arise and his enemy be scattered. Sometimes it's hard to tell what is God and what's not God. The Bible says to try the Spirit by the Spirit so we can know if it's God. Beloved, on tonight, I pray that you begin to get a deeper revelation on what God is saying when he says, let God arise in you. And let the enemy of God be scattered. That he has no unction to function in you. I want you to turn to Psalms 2. It's one of my favorite scriptures. God is doing something. 1 through 5. Because if you're not for God, then you must be against God. Why do the nation conspire and the people plot in vain? The king of the earth rise up and the rulers band together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their chains and throw off their shackles. And the one enthroned in heaven laugh. The Lord, listen, the one in heaven is laughing at the enemy. He rebuked them in his anger and terrified them in his wrath, saying, I have installed my king on Zion, O holy mountain. See, you're going to get the last laugh. But the giants has to come down. God has to arise in his people. Let's talk about who is the enemy. You know, a lot of times we don't even know who the enemy is. It looks like God. It acts like God. It talks like God. It walks like God. But it's a spirit of divination that appears to be God. So we have to try the spirit by the spirit to know if it's God. And the only way that we can know if it's God, we must let God arise. So we can't let evilness lead the way. Who is the enemy of God? See, all of those who oppose the gospel and all the lovers of the world are the enemy of God. The Bible says in 1 John 3:15, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of God is not in him. Okay, I'm glad you asked. James 4:4. See, the Bible is going to always line up with the will of God. So everything that you hear, everything that's taught, make sure that you can find it in the Word of God. Make sure that it's biblically based. Make sure that it lines up with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So you have to study to show yourself approved so that you can rightly divide the Word of God. See, God say that we will not be deceived. And the only way that we won't be deceived is we have to know him and the power of his might. We can't be children any longer. We have to grow up and begin to eat meat. So I can't say I'm a child of God and I'm living any kind of way. God can't arise in me because I'm in the world, because I'm doing things that's worldly. Anytime I come against what is of God and I represent God, there's something wrong with that picture. You know, I said to a young man on the other day, I'm going to either build or I'm going to tear down. I can't do both at the same time. I'm either for God or against God. I'm either with God or not with God. I'm either seeking more of his ways or I'm chasing after him. I have to strive to live a holy, acceptable life before the Father. And there is nothing in between. And the Bible says in James 4:4, know ye not that the friendship of the world is intimacy? It separates you from God. Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. So those who are comfortable with the world system and the way it operates, it distinctly tells us that we are enemies of God. So I can't fight against the people of God. I can't fight against what belonged to God, because God made his people in his own likeness. He made man in his own image. So if I'm walking in unforgiveness or if I'm walking in bitterness, those are giants, and they got to come down. They got to come down. If I'm scheming, plotting, and I'm planning against what is of God, it has to come down. You know, sometimes and the Bible talks about this, those who hate the truth. See, some people will prefer to believe a lie than to believe the truth. And once you prefer a lie instead of the truth, the Bible says that you're an enemy of God. And those who are not born again, as far as God is concerned, the spirit of the power of the air controls all believers. So no matter how nice they are. You know, I heard someone say, well, they're a good person. No matter how educated they are. You know, I heard someone say, oh, they're doctors. No matter how beautiful they are, you know, I heard someone say, oh, she's gorgeous. Oh, no matter how handsome they are, you know, I heard someone say, oh, he's fine. As far as I know, if they're not born again, they're enemies of God. And all of those who attack God's children, and I'm going to give you an example. Apostle Paul, before his conversion, he was attacking the children of God. But while he was on his way to deal, he was going to deal severely with the apostles. That's when God stepped in. And a flashing light blinded Paul. And with a loud voice, Saul, Hakora Abashe, there was a conversion. Do you remember when you were converted? Saul, why persecute thou me? It's a hard thing for thee to kick against the throne. And Paul said, who art thou, Lord? Listen, who art thou, Lord? So he was persecuting the body of Christ. So what you do to the least, you do it unto me, says the Lord. You know, when you look down and you think someone is beneath you, to the Lord. God is going to bring that giant down. And all of those that are fighting against the children of God in one way or another, it constitutes them as being an enemy to God. See, the Bible says that the Lord shall laugh and get the last laugh. See, the Lord see the enemy of God as a joker. You don't believe me? I'm going to take you to the Word. In Psalms 37 and 12. See, when Jesus couldn't do any miracles, he began to teach. He began to teach. Because it's the teaching, the engrafted word began to saturate your mind, your mindset. You know, I can run and scream and flip and entertain your emotions. But that's temporary. Because as soon as I finish doing that, someone can ask you, what did I talk about? And your emotions is gone, your flesh. But when you teach the word, Jesus began to teach. Psalms 37 and 12 says, the wicked plot against the just, gasses upon him with his teeth, and the Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that this day is coming. See, the Lord knows what's to come. So when you look through the word of God from the beginning to the end, you will discover that all those who wanted to serve God from the bottom of their hearts will always be subject to hatred. See, the enemy in the Bible sometimes have to resolve their differences because they want to fight against the child of God. They'll get together just so they can come against what belongs to God. We don't understand that there's unity, strength in it. And it's still happening today. But the Bible says they imagine a vain thing. See, some stubbornly fight even when they know they're losing. But just to be right, sometimes we just want to be right. You know, my granddaughter said, Grandma, I just want to be right. So we had a long conversation. We just want to walk in the will of God. See, the Bible says he shall dash them into pieces like a potter's vessel. You know, what kind of spirit are I want you to examine yourself daily. And seek God for the new mercies. Sometimes we think we have arrived, but let God arise in you. You know, keep yourself together by seeking God diligently daily. Ask God to create in you a clean heart. That's my daily prayer. Create in me a clean heart so I won't depart from your word, God. You know, teach me how to forgive. You know, show me how to love unconditionally. Lord, let me forget those things of the past. Press on to the future. Allow me to examine myself. You know, people like Pharaoh and Haman in the Bible, they understood that the message very well, that they were fighting against the children of God. They were not confused one day this way and then the next day that way. They stayed on course. But as a child of God, when God is asking you to change, you better do so, unless you want to belong to the group of people who he's going to laugh at. You know, I don't want to belong to a category in Proverbs 1 and 24, which it says, because I have called and you refuse, I have stretched out my hand and no man regards. You know, for an example, if God asks you to stop drinking, if God asks you to stop smoking or going around with strange women or strange men or moving about like a ghost in the night, and you refuse, and he say, come, and you say you're not interested, and ye have not sought after wise counsel, and you won't accept reproof, God cause into me against God. You know, it goes on, and I want to impart in your spirit tonight. As long as you have breath in your body, it's not too late. It's not too late to say, Lord, deal with me, because I have allowed the elephant to be in the room. I have allowed the giant to manifest and to be comfortable in the settings that I know it does not belong to. You know, in fact, we even fall asleep on the giant. We even allow the giant to lead the way in our life. Some things we accept, you know, it could be resentment, bitterness, anger, lack of concentration. We don't even want to when we sit down to study the word, we allow all kind of things to happen to move us out of place. You know, just unreasonable spirits. So all God is saying is, come unto me so I can burn off everything that's not like God. God is laughing at your enemy, and you should do the same. So I ask you tonight to repeat after me, because every day is a new day. New mercies. We can start over again. You know, we can begin to love what we once hated. See the good in every situation. Don't dwell on what's wrong. Begin to dwell on what's right. Amen, amen. Glory to God. I want to just boast on his goodness. I want to just boast on his goodness. I just want to talk about doing some things. Transfer from the camp of the enemy to become a friend of God. Oh, yes, things are going to happen. Everything is not going to be your way when you begin to say, yes, Lord. But you understand that it's not about you. You understand that it's not about you. You begin to say, Lord, let thy will be done. Show me how to forgive. Show me how to love. Allow this giant of bitterness to come down. It'll come down if you stay in that place of being humble before the mighty hand of God. This is what you call soul food. Let God arise in your life. Let the enemy scatter. When he come and when he bring the message that's disturbing your spirit, try the spirit, by the spirit. Stand up and say, I'm not a trash can. I'm a builder of God's people. So you can say, yes, Lord, today. Just repeat after me and allow God to have his way in your life for real. Allow him to rise in every situation. And allow him to speak, because he's still speaking. And he's speaking to you. Allow your ears to be open. Father, I accept you. I accept that you sent your son Jesus to die. I accept that he didn't stay dead. I accept that he is the Son of God. I accept that he has forgiven me, and I will forgive others. I accept the Bible in my heart that I might not sin against you. It's just that simple. Accepting him as your Lord and Savior, and that he is the King of Kings. Just say, yes, Lord, and forget the past and press on and begin to laugh at your enemies, because they will scatter. Amen. Glory to God. I just want to thank you for giving me a part of your evening to put fire under your feet. Because that gift that God gave you, it looks good on you. And don't let no one tell you that it doesn't. Amen. Let the blessings of the Lord overtake you. Let the blessings of the Lord overtake you. Stay in his presence and keep pressing, pressing, keep pressing. Surround yourself with others that see the good God in you. Amen. Amen. Again, I thank you for this time. And as I say, get all of God that you can. Get all of him. In every situation, acknowledge him in all your ways so he can direct your path. God bless you, and may the blessings of the Lord keep you. Amen. And I yield back to you, Brother Brown. Thank you for having me.
Praise the Lord on tonight. Prophetess Teresa Phillips, Docs, we thank God for you. Listeners, this is an anointed, sure enough, truly anointed woman of God, anointed vessel of God. She is truly an ambassador, a vessel, a servant of the Most High God. So I thank God for placing her in my life. Again, I thank God for her and her husband, Elder QT Docs, and the Kingdom Builders International Ministries, because I know without them, I would not be where I am today with this worldwide platform. So I know it was of God's doing, and it is still marvelous in our eyes. So right now, we just thank you, Prophetess Teresa Docs, for that awesome, much-needed word today for such a time as this. And Lord be willing, I will have you back on again as soon as possible to bring another word to God's people. So as we get ready to close out tonight's program, I do thank you, the listeners, for tuning in faithfully every Thursday and every Saturday night. from 8 to 9, and I ask that you will continue to pass the word on to your neighbors, your friends, your coworkers, your even your enemies. Let them know they need to be saved too. So let them know that we're on every Thursday night from 8 to 9 p.m. so they can be blessed by the word of God as well. So until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Know that I love you. God loves you even more. So until the next time, we're going to continue to give God praise. As we close out tonight's program, we're going to close out in prayer. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus. We come once again to give your name praise, glory, and honor because of who you are. We thank you for your word, Lord. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, who is the living word. Heavenly Father, we thank you that the blood of Jesus still works and it will never lose its power. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we can still arise in you according to your word, according to the woman of God who brought your word on tonight. We can let you arise in us. So it's our prayer that this word was not go out and come back and return unto you void, but it would accomplish everything that you set forth to do in the earth on tonight. And our prayer is tonight that someone is being saved through this word on tonight. Backsliders are coming back to the fold, and those that are being doers of your word all over the land, Heavenly Father, being doers of your word without hidden motives or agendas, and not just a hearer only, but a doer of your word, that you will continue to bless them, strengthen and edify them, and build them up through your word, is our prayer in Jesus' name. We pray, Lord, that you will continue to lead and guide us and have mercy upon each one of us. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you that you are always in control at all times, no matter what it looks like. And we're so grateful that you're not like man. You cannot change, lie, or fail. So we just love you on tonight. We thank you for loving us first. And we pray, Lord, on tomorrow that every door that's going to be open in your son Jesus' name on tomorrow, we pray that you will move through your spirit on tomorrow, that you will anoint each vessel even now, that as they bring forth your word on tomorrow, that souls will be saved, backsliders will come back to the fold, and that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified on tomorrow, that you will be glorified through it all, and that the enemy will be even more horrified, is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all the people of God said, amen. Well, that's our program, our word for tonight, and I do pray that you was blessed by the word. I know I was truly blessed by the woman of God on tonight, Prophetess Teresa Phillips Dox, as she delivered an awesome, powerful word on tonight, as she always does. So we pray, Prophetess Teresa Dox, that the Lord will continue to bless you, your husband, Elder Q.T. Dox, and the Kingdom Builders and Kingdom Daughters International Ministries and the works of your hands. And we're also letting you know that we're always lifting up your entire family. We continue to lift up your brother Derek in prayer. We know that God is a healer, and we're claiming his healing right now in the name of Jesus, that he will have a testimony, that he will be able to open his mouth with holy boldness and letting the world know that it was God who healed him, that God will be glorified, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Know that I love you. God loves you even more. Until the next time, good night.
Worth saving, so you